In Leia's mind, daybreak was forever. She was floating on the edge of a purling river, relishing the soft brush of a warm breeze on her face, watching Alderaan's sun stand on the canyon rim. She had been watching it for hours, days perhaps, and it never moved. That was the point of the meditation, to still all, thoughts, emotions, mind. The water started to lap at her, to lift her and pull her out into the current. She did not try to stay close to shore. There was a familiar warmth in the water's grasp, an honest strength that she recognized as her brother's presence in the Force. She surrendered to the river, and the canyon walls began to rush past. The yellow sun climbed high into the sky. The breeze vanished, and the air grew still and stale. And suddenly, Leia was back in her detention cell, sitting cross-legged on her bunk, staring at the same empty place on the wall that she had been watching for. She checked her chrono. 18 standard hours. Leia started to respond to Luke, but he had already sensed her return to the realm of the temporal, and was warning her that something was escaping, that things were terribly wrong inside the nebula. She could sense that he was in some kind of turmoil, and that Han was with him, but not much more. Her heart rose into her throat, and she pictured Sara's nest in her mind and wondered if they were still on Wotaba. The only reply was the overwhelming impression that a threat was coming, that Leia had to sound the alarm. She reached for more, trying to find out if Han and Luke were in danger and needed help, but all she sensed was a raw fear that might have been her own. And then Luke's presence was gone. Leia remained on her bunk, taking a moment to collect her thoughts. Han and Luke were in the middle of a bad situation, and she could not help chastising herself for letting Buatu detain her and Saba. She had remained imprisoned aboard the Admiral Akbar out of concern for the deteriorating relationship between the Jedi and the Galactic Alliance. And now, Han and Luke might pay the price. But Luke had not asked her for help. He had contacted her as a Jedi Knight, directing her to take action on behalf of the Order. She was to sound the alarm, and soon. Leia started by reaching out to Mara, who was still in a Force hibernation. Whether Leia and Saba convinced Buatu of the danger, or merely departed in the Falcon, Mara and the other stealth ex-pilots would need to be ready. As soon as Leia had alerted Mara, she reached and felt nothing. Either the bearable did not wish to be disturbed, or she was not awake. Leia hesitated to try again. Saba had once confided that when she sensed someone's presence while she was sleeping, she often awoke with a terrible urge to hunt them down. Still sitting on her bunk with her legs folded, Leia reached out in the Force and grabbed the security cam hidden inside the ceiling. She located the signal feed and pulled. A soft clack sounded from inside the fixture, and she sensed the mild irritation of a guard stationed in the processing area at the front of the cell block. Moving quickly now, Leia unfolded her legs and went to the door. She could not sense any living presences on the other side, but she felt sure there would be an ever-alert droid, a Justice Systems variant on Lando's highly successful YVH series, standing in the corridor between her cell and Saba's. She pressed her ear to the door, up toward the side wall of her cell, fixing her attention approximately over the last cell on the block, and used the Force to project a loud boom into the ceiling. A series of muffled hisses and metallic thunks sounded outside her door as a massive droid charged down the corridor to investigate the noise. Leia placed her hand over the magnetic lock she had seen when the door was open, then reached out with the Force and disengaged the internal catch. The door slid open with an all-too-audible hiss. She stepped out as the blast door at the front of the cell block retracted. She spun around to see a pair of astonished guards standing on the other side of the threshold, their blaster pistols still holstered.
"Stang!" the older one said. "She's..."
Leia swept her arm in their direction, using the Force to jerk both guards forward. She slammed them into the blast door, then dropped them across the threshold so the cell block could not be sealed off without crushing them.